Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this episode is all about goal setting, all right? Financial goal setting, as well as other goals that you're wanting to achieve for the year, all right? Because after all, if you don't know where you're going to be in 12 months, then you're already there, okay? So this is all about living intentionally, and for all the success we've had, my wife and I, and all of my friends who have had success, the common thread is that we all set goals, not just in our head, but we physically write them down, right? Once you write goals down, they become tangible. Then we put them in front of us and we go to work on those goals each year. And if I look back at all the things we've achieved in our life, they've come from the goals we've set. And we've been setting tangible written goals for about 5 or 6 years, since probably 2015. And if I think about all the things we've achieved, they've come from that goals board. And it's very powerful. The weird thing about it is that when you write it down, it becomes tangible. When you put it up, you think about it. And what you think about, you bring about. Because your thoughts become feelings, your feelings become actions, and your actions become results. And that is how it works, okay? So if you don't know where you're going, every path will take you there. So this is, I don't think it's that woo-woo. I mean, everybody, every successful person suggests to do this. But there is science behind it too in terms of how your brain works, okay? But look, you know, if you haven't been happy with your life to date in the last 12 months or longer, then what have you got to lose by sitting down and actually writing out the goals you're wanting to achieve? And this is how you go at the world, and this is how you influence the world instead of waiting for the world to influence you. It's how you actually design your life instead of someone designing it for you, okay? So I'm going to step you through the process of categorizing the goals and how you do it, and then give you a few tools, you know, a few ideas to run with and some examples. And then I'm going to stay to the end because I want to explain to you, we're running a free goal setting workshop, okay, that you can tap into. So I'm going to see if Phil can air this episode before 2022 so that you guys can listen to this, jump into our free goal setting workshop too, and then hit the ground running in 2022, all right? This is the year to do it. It's time. I'm sure everyone's had a bit of a long year, 2021, so it's time to really step it up. So, all right, what do you do? The thing with goal, I mean, if I look back on our life, there was an episode I was on recently in a podcast, and this guy who was interviewing me said, Lloyd, I went back to 2017 and I found your goals list, your magic goals list you spoke about. And he talked to me, he said, you know, on there you had win a bodybuilding comp. He said you had go to Vegas and win this award and go here and go on a cruise. And there was a lot of cool things on that list. I still remember it. There's a big A3 sheet of paper on the back of our door. And that particular year, he said to me, how many of them came true? And I said, that particular year, we actually ticked off every one of those 10 big goals on the back of our door. It was insane. It was like one of those years we just, boom, blasted next level, right? And I think back to all the years we've had success, even last year, I remember writing down, you know, what was it? Win a trip to Bora Bora, Tahiti, which we just did. Launch a podcast, which we did back in March, went number one, which is obviously what you're listening to now. It was fight another boxing match. It was run a 100-kilometer ultramarathon. It was just so many things. I mean, one year I wrote become a millionaire, and there was no way that was possible. I think the net worth was like 800,000. And what happened was the market changed, and bang, we got there. So quite often you can set goals, and I would encourage you to set goals that aren't quite achievable, because when you're on mission, there's a weird thing that happens. It's a bit woo-woo, and I didn't believe it when I first heard about it. I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. But it's true. When you're on mission and you're in action and you have really clear goals, the universe conspires to help bring them to life. Okay, and that's what's happened to us. So how do you do it? The first step is to sit down and set a date to physically write your goals down. Okay, they have to be written down because they become more tangible, all right? And that's where they come to life. So not in your head, okay? You got to write them down. So what I would suggest is setting aside a date with your spouse and your kids, all right? That's important. Bring them into it. Ask them what they want. Ask them how they want to design their life, all right? So bring them together, sit down, and just brain dump first. Okay, just brand up all the things, and there's no rules. It takes as much energy to think big as it does to think small. So really put it out there and think, okay, this is what we want to achieve. And I would say to you just to do it for 12 months. Okay, I think it's, you can get overwhelmed when you put 5 and 10 year goals ahead of you, but 12 months is doable. Like, you can actually measure that for the year and look back and go, wow, that's amazing. And your 5-year and 10-year vision, okay, which is usually on your vision board, that will actually come true because of the 12 month goals you've set. So goals are the stepping stones to dreams. Okay, they're not dreams. So to not overwhelm yourself, just set 12 month goals and make them measurable. All right. So let's say you're sitting down and you're brain dumping. Then what you want to do is categorize them. Okay. So I'll give you the 5 categories you want to stick with. They're the 5 F's of goal setting. And the first one is, we'll go with finances. All right. So set your financial goal. So one financial goal would be, to earn, save $100,000 this year. Right. Or it might be to hit $1 million turnover in our business. Or it might be to, it doesn't have to be a million. It can be anything you want, but make it a financial and business goal is good. Okay. So some people have businesses with turnover, but financial. All right. And you can set 1 or 2 goals there if you want. You can set a personal finance goal and you can set a business goal. Okay. For the 12 months. The next category after finances is fitness. All right. Because you can't build $1 million bank account with a 5-figure body. You just can't. Like, people have done it, obviously, but if you're really unfit, tired, overweight, and not feeling good about yourself, no amount of money is going to make you feel that much better, I don't think. So setting fitness goals is key, right? So how you would set that would be, I will lose 15 kilos by, whatever it might be, okay, in that time frame, April 30th, okay, or sooner, okay? So that's how you set that goal. The other thing, as you're setting these goals, is you want to make them measurable. So for example, going back to the finances, it would be to become a millionaire before the 31st of December or sooner, or to hit $1 million turnover in our business by the 31st of December 2022 or sooner. See how you measure it, right? You either measure it for the year, or if you're looking at your fitness goals, you might measure it till April or March or May, right? So putting it sooner is okay too. You can do, depending on the size of the goal, would dictate whether you wanted to achieve it before the 31st of December 2022 or sooner, or in March or April, okay? You don't have to take the whole year to lose 15 kilos, for example, okay? That should only take about 3 months. So there was a guy recently, I watched a Netflix movie last night. It was 14 Peaks, amazing documentary on Netflix, right? This guy, Nims, the craziest mountaineer ever. He did the 14 8,000 meter peaks of the world, the largest mountains in the world, 8,000 meters plus. And the previous record was set by, was it Messner? I forget what the guy's name is, but he did it in 7 years or something, right? Might even have been a South Korean guy. 7 years he did it, okay? So 14 peaks in 7 years. This guy, Nims, just goes, I'll do it in 7 months. Comes in, climbs all 14 in 6 months and 6 days. Whether you want to achieve your goal sooner or later is up to you, okay? There's a level of realisticness to it, but you can bend it a bit, okay? So don't, like for a fitness goal, for example, you wouldn't want to take the whole year to lose 15 kilos. You can bring that right forward, okay? So that's the second category, fitness. So we've got finance, fitness. The next one is family. And a good family one might be a trip, right? So I remember 1 year we put go on a cruise. We didn't get really clear and specific with it, which is weird. We just didn't. We just thought, oh, we're going on a cruise. Next minute, we're on a cruise. We didn't really know what boat it was going to be on. And we're just on this boat. We were in Vanuatu in these places, right? We're like, wow, we didn't even really want to go here or whatever, but we're just there. So you got to get clear on your goals in terms of which boat you want to be on and which area. Okay, we had fun. It was awesome anyway. But like, you got to be super clear on your family goals. So family would be a trip. Family might be do something fun as a family. It doesn't have to be a trip, but anything you want in terms of your family. Might be have a baby. Might be, what would it be? I mean, it varies depending on family to family, right? But it might be go to Disneyland. So family goals are great, especially when you've got children, because they can buy into it, okay? The next category is faith. So a good goals for faith, be like, okay, well, lead a connect group with your church this year, or read the Bible this year, or might be whatever your faith is, of course, depending if you have a faith or not, or reconnect with my faith. you know, there's a level of spirituality that a lot of people have that they haven't really thought about or tapped into for the last 12 months. You can get carried away with financial goals and fitness goals and forget about the other side of it, which is, you know, spirituality. So faith is another one, okay? Last year, Alicia, we're Christian. Last year, we got baptized together, which is cool, and sort of started leading a connect group with our church. So that is a that's a faith goal that we actually didn't have in place, but now we would now think about and set faith goals. And the final F is fun, okay? So you've got to have a lot of fun. Now, of course, when you're having trips with your family and so on, that's fun, okay? So that can be classed as that, but it could be like, you know, go on a date night once a month with my spouse, go on a family outing once a month, you know, whatever it might be, set fun things. It doesn't have to be trips and things like that, but whatever you feel is going to be fun for you, right? So, you know, I think they're the five categories, the five Fs, but within the category of finance, you could probably drill down to your business goals and say, you know, I want to achieve this much turnover by this date or sooner. And you can even break it down into 90-day segments as well, if that really gets you into action. But that's how you set goals. And I think it's really important. We only set, like, for example, together combined, we would probably set 10, maximum of 10 goals total for the year. Okay. So, you know, we've had years where we're like, run an ultra marathon or do a boxing match or compete in. I remember my wife Alicia did a Mrs. Galaxy pageant. That was one of her goals, right? So you can have individual, couple of individual, and then you'll have a lot of combined goals as a spouse, no doubt. But 10 would be the maximum we do. If you can look at those categories, there's five there. So you want to have minimum five, probably maximum 10. Anything more than that, and it gets overwhelming. So you'd only have 10, for example, if you had a spouse and you had a couple of individual goals each, and then maybe five joint goals, because after that, it gets overwhelming. So if you go back and to listen to one of the episodes I did, it's called 5 and 25, the rule of 5 and 25. And it actually is a story about Warren Buffett and focus and how he taught his pilot, Mike Flint, how to actually set really five focus goals instead of 25. And I think too many people set way too many goals, all right? So when you're setting your goals, particularly if you're setting your fun goals as well as your family goals, try and weave them in so that they support the other goals, okay? Someone was telling me the other day, I forget where I heard it, but Richard Branson, he's so focused on his goals that he got asked to do a speaking gig and get paid $1 million, but he actually turned it down because it didn't support his goals. All right, I think it was my friend Fraser Brooks told me that, but it didn't support his goals, so he just didn't do it. So think about, are these five goals or 10 goals, are they supporting my big vision of where we want our wealth to go, where we want our, you know, our business to go? Because, you know, business and wealth, it does require a lot of focus. So you can't always be like having fun and doing these things and expect your business and income to grow. You do have to be very focused on it. So try and wind your other goals into your wealth and business goal setting, okay? So that, you know, people like Sam Walton, who built Walmart, he would actually include his whole family in his business building. And they had a wonderful family life. They're one of the wealthiest families ever to exist. And, you know, it was a big graft to build a business. So don't try and run in too many directions. Run forward at the business, because that achieving that one thing in your business will actually make all the other goals probably come to fruition. There's a great book by Gary Keller called The One Thing. Great book about focus. What's the one thing if I achieve this year makes everything else or all my problems disappear? And usually it's like a big wealth or business goal, and of course bringing your family into that as well. So they're the categories. Now, drilling down into why you want to achieve them, if they're high level, I notice some people just have high level ones. Make sure they're measurable. So like, for example, if you say, well, I want to have more intimacy with my partner. Well, that's more of a desire. What's the goal around that? The goal would be date night once a month, or date night once a week, or no phones in the bedroom. Or do you know, it has to be measurable. You can't just like put something wishy-washy out there. You want to make sure it's really solid. And so a good thing a good question to ask yourself is, you know, if you had a magic lamp and you rubbed the magic lamp and the genie came out and you said, genie, I want to achieve this in my business, you know, this year. And the genie would ask you why. And you would say, well, okay, well, so that I can put on more staff. And the genie would say, well, why? And you say, so that then I can step away from the business. And the genie will say, why? Say, so I can spend more time with my family. So just think about the goals you're setting actually translate to something you really want, because it will actually force you to really go after them, okay? And if they're measurable, you can build towards them every day. So that's how you categorize them. That's how you build it. Now, what you want to do is either print it out or have it on a big piece of paper. And the most important thing is to hang it up on the back of your front door and on your bathroom mirror, okay? Now, if you go into our bathroom mirror, there's a vision board there. And we'll be putting our new goals board up there as well as the back of the front door. So if you've got a vision board, I've done an episode on casting vision. If you go back to the episode on vision casting, it's called Do You Have a Dream? And the idea with the vision board is to put all these amazing pictures like holiday destinations, first class travel, body you want, whatever it is you want, and then put it up because your vision is kind of like 5 and 10 years. Like your vision is like what you picture your life to be. And your goals are the stepping stones towards that for the next 12 months. Okay, now some of your goals, you're going to be able to tick them off in the first 90 days, which is good. If it's okay to have goals that are 90-day goals because it gives you this sense of winning. Okay, I'll tick one off, good. You know, you're progressing, you're achieving, and that brings a level of happiness to you and some momentum. So you put it up on the back of your door and you just put little squares next to each goal. And as you go and as you achieve them, tick them off. All right, and you'll start to really see them come to life. Now, it's okay to put some crazy goal in there as well. Play around with it, have fun with it, and see, look, what if we just put this? What if we just put this big goal? Let's see what happens. Because crazy stuff happens, you know, when you're actually really clear and you set goals with intention to live your life and design your life this year exactly how you want to have it. Not how someone else wants to have it, how you want to have it, all right? And what was I going to say? When you have it written down, this is how it can happen, right? I'll give you an example. You could be at a barbecue and someone says, oh, what are you going to be? Anything you're going to achieve this year? And you start talking to them about your goals. Say, oh, actually, I wanted to, start a podcast or write a book or whatever it might be. And someone says, oh, actually, I know a ghostwriter that can actually help you do that. Or I know a podcast producer, actually, he's looking for some clients. You'll be surprised as to how they can connect you with people that will help you achieve that goal, okay? So talk about your goals, write them down, and they will come to life. If you don't do this, then you're really going to be on this spinning wheel for the next 12 months. And life is so short. Life is so short. There are friends of mine who hit 50 and they sadly get sick and pass away. That's only about 12 years away from me. Like, life is a lot shorter than what you think. And it goes by quick. So unless you actually get in front of it and start designing it, it will just go in a blink. And you'll look back and you'll think, I never did that. And I don't want anyone to live like that. I want everyone to jump out of the plane. I want everyone to bungee. Do things that frighten you. That stretch you physically. That stretch you mentally. That stretch you in your relationships. That stretch you. Personal development wise, that stretch you financially, that have, businesses are a big personal development journey with a compensation plan attached. So if you want to start a business, go for it. If you want to invest, go for it. If it's being bold. Fortune favors the brave and the bold. Okay. So let's make 2022 bold for you. Big, audacious, exciting, scary, nerve-wracking goals are good. Okay. And if it's the first time you've done this, I'm excited for you because you're going to see the magic of goal setting come to life. But follow that system of the categories, be measurable, put them up so you can see them and go about doing that. Okay. Now, if you want some help or you're wanting to learn more about how to set goals, we are running a free goal setting workshop on the 4th of January. You go to my Instagram at Lloyd James Ross. You'll see, click on my link tree. You can see you can register for that. It is free. Jump in there. Alicia and I are setting, with our team and whoever else wants to jump in, a free goal setting workshop. We're going to have some guest speakers and we're really going to go through it, okay, in detail. So you can ask a lot of questions on there, but I'm going to try and get Phil. So Phil, if you're listening to this, we're going to try and get this episode out first before the end of the year. And we can help these guys with their goals. All right. So hope that's been helpful for you. Do please share this back to your feed on Instagram. Leave me a great comment. Shoot me a DM on Instagram if you're enjoying the podcast. Leave us a review if you are enjoying it. A 5-star written review would be amazing. And I really appreciate it. I'll give you a shout out on my stories for that. But thank you so much for listening. I know this podcast is helping a lot of people build their financial literacy and really start to look after their money. Just the other day, my sister said there's a friend, she works in the mines, driving mining trucks. She said there's a friend of hers, Andre, his name is. So Andre, big shout out to you, man, if you listen to this. He's in the mining trucks and he listens to all my episodes back to back to back to back to back. you know, and in the mines, you are earning a lot of money. And if you don't have financial literacy, you're going to be sitting there in that job for the next 40 years and not have anything. So I just love that this is, we're getting into the mining areas, we're getting into different people's occupations, and this podcast is making a difference. So thank you everyone for sharing this with your friends. Thank you everyone for listening in. Thank you for making 2021 an amazing podcast year for me personally, for our Money Grows on Trees enterprise. And I just want to say a big thanks and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you legends for listening into Money Grows on Trees. Love you all. And I look forward to seeing you next year where we attack some goals together and everyone levels up. All right. So hope to see you on the free goal setting workshop. If not, see you in the new year.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.